The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. Experience lightning fast speeds and Sky's best ever Wi-Fi all around your home.
Okay, now it's obviously not just the pubs and the restaurants that have opened. The gyms have opened too. And of course, everyone's got to be COVID compliant and safe. A lot of summer outdoor spending time to be going on, according to advice. That's why we asked Carl Henry to come along in studio to talk about easing back into the gym, if that's your thing. And any thoughts on that? 51551. Carl, good to see you as always.
Good morning. How are you? How's it going?
I'm good. Now, I didn't mention to people, but I'll tell them now, because off air, it was you who suggested when I told, when I was saying I was heading away because I was talking to you. In a different world, and you said you should try to go climb Carrin Toohill. Why would you say something like that to somebody like me?
You made it sound so easy. I was listening before I came in. You're like, oh, you know, climb Carrin Toohill, came down, drove home, had an amazing sleep.
I did.
You know, people around the country who'd be raring to go. I suppose that we were having a chat and I said, listen, well, you're down that neck of the woods. Why not try something totally random, totally crazy, but really phenomenal, for want of a better word? Because it's there. It's on our doorstep. We drive past these mountains all the time. We look at them and think, God, wouldn't it be great? You've done it and you did it. Now, it is important to tell people you do have to exercise to get fit to do it. Yes. You do have to get a guide, ensure all the safety protocols are there. But what an amazing feeling. And, you know, again, you made it sound very easy. It's 3,407 feet and 6 whole inches of height. You climbed it. And what comes from that is achievement and a sense of, can I do it? The nervousness build, particularly for yourself, because you publicly announced it.
Yeah, you know, that was my first mistake.
Can it be done?
Because then I couldn't get out.
Am I setting myself up to fail? Or, you know,
yeah.
And then when you conquer it, the feel-good kick from that, like you're a week later, you're still very high
still
up the whole thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's the beauty of it. And it's using your body, using your health to do things that are on our doorstep, that are, it's there. And so few people have climbed these mountains, and they are there. And the feeling from, whether it's the Sugarloaf, whether it's Carrin Toohill, whether it doesn't matter, it's climbing the mountain, getting to the top, that sense of achievement and what that does for your overall health, your mental health, your physical health, your emotional health.
Yes.
It's transformative.
Yes.
And what happens then is you're like, right, where's the next one?
Yeah. We'll get to that in about an hour. But there is that. I was laughing earlier on about the metaphorical climb of the mountain. But there is something. Maybe it was after COVID and it was, you know, such a strain on people, including myself, you know, for different reasons. And you just think, God, you know, maybe I needed something as off the ball as this challenge. I don't know why. You think you'd had a challenge, you know, that things are the way they are. But I'm still not sure why I bothered my derriere to do it, but it felt very good, I'll be honest with you.
If nothing else, I think we've realised life is short. And what a tough. And I was out of Dublin for the first time at the weekend in ages. Yeah. And just driving on my own, you reflect on the 6 months, particularly that we've been through the winter lockdown. It's been so difficult.
Yeah.
Now is the time to get out, to get active. And Carrin Toohill, you know, it's a euphemism. It's you know, that could be, for some people, it could be walking to the shop. It doesn't have to be the biggest mountain in Ireland. Yeah. Everyone has their own version of it.
Yes.
And that's, people listening in, that's the thing to take from it. It's the, can I do something, trying to work for that or train for that and then completing it.
Yeah.
And then you get into the cycle of health, because it's not boring anymore. It's fascinating because my body can do this. I'm able to do this. And you build upon it. And, you know, with gyms are back open, and it is important to set some targets and set some goals.
Yeah.
But, you know, work towards something. Use your bodies for what they can do, because they can do amazing things.
Being relatively fit helps, and you know, I did a bit, but I keep an eye on myself in this regard. You know what I mean? So it's not just that I said I'll just lash up.
And I think that is important,
and it really did help. I think I think you're right. You can't just say, "Oh, did you just do that?" No, I mean, I would have been prepared for it physically.
Correct. Yeah, and you know, and that's the thing, right? So say if you are listening and you want to climb Carrin, great, but you know, don't just rock up if you've been sitting on your bum for the last 12 months over COVID watching the box sets such as the US office. You've got to exercise. You've got to get fit to do it and then get a guide. I know, it's, you know, someone texted in, I think, earlier on, who said that the guide was going to, they booked a guide to bring you up. Do that.
Yeah.
It might cost you whatever the price is. It'll cost you less than a night out, less than a meal out. And they'll give you not just the safety element, but the stories and the history and the sense of romance from that comes from climbing things like
that's
these.
That's a great, you know? Romance is a good word too, because it is so rugged and beautiful. And now we got up and it was cloudy. It was really, really wet, and it was not that it wasn't nice. The conditions weren't friendly. They were inclement conditions. But that attitude, like that challenge, and you knew that you were, the rain was hitting your face like you were being punched. And I just thought, that's what it's all about.
There's something about, you know, human versus nature. And it's lovely, and I love exercising. And I would say that I'm the trainer guy, but I love exercising when the weather is really bad. Now, safety is important, and I know the areas that I exercise in. But there is that sense of, everything's against me here. Can I do this? And can I conquer it? And yeah, that applies to any form of exercise, whether it's weight loss, whether it's going for a walk, if you're very sedentary, whether it's building up your fitness for a 5K, whether it's climbing a mountain. It's the same sense of, can I do it? And the self-belief, I can do something. And that spreads to all aspects of your life then, not just that one bit. And that's the power of it, of setting a goal, working towards it and completing that goal,
yep,
relevant of the goal. So some people are listening in, you know, use your bodies. Set a goal that works for you. Whatever your Karen Tuchel is, if it is it, great, do it. If it's, you know, walking to the shop for the first time and leaving the car at home and that being a struggle, well, it's going to get easier with practice. And don't be afraid of it, because, you know, that with yourself, there was a sense of, can I do it? Well, that's the best bit. If I sign up for a marathon or an ultra or whatever, can I do something? Yes or no?
There's
that sense of, you know, yeah, can I or can't I? And that's really, there's something very powerful about that.
I nearly didn't do it, you know. The night
before,
I got a call to say, you know, the weather's not going to be great. Maybe wait for a couple of days. And I thought, well, I won't be here in a couple of days. So I just thought, no. Actually, the lovely people who took me up, Maddie and Morris, were so good. They got in touch with us through the show to say, we'll take you up the mountain and down again. Maddie joins us now. Good morning, Madeline.
Good morning, Ryan. How are you?
How are you today?
I'm very good.
So when I got to the car park in, wasn't it Fossey Church?
It was in
Fossa rather, at Fossa Church, Fossey Bear, I'm getting mixed up, Fossa Church, and you were there, and your dad had met me in Killorglum, and we got to meet you guys in the car park there, and I think the nicest thing was that you looked at me in my jeans and shirt and trousers or whatever shoes I was wearing, you thought, certainly your dad thought, and where's the gear? I said, is this tote not enough? I mean, there was laughter, there was mockery in the air, but you very kindly reached into the boot and took out everything I needed and said, there's a church there, there's a loo there, get changed. And, you know, were you worried by the sight of me that morning, Madeline?
I wasn't worried, no. You may have been a little bit unprepared, but we had everything for you. So in regards to fitness, and you mentioned that you do a lot of walking, that I'm sure there was no problem.
Yeah, and then what about the weather? I know that your dad was in two minds the night before regarding the conditions or whatever. When we got up then and hit the clouds and the temperature dropped, and I'll never forget when we got to the top, the sandwiches that you were very kindly were bringing out, and the bread was dribbling down my knuckles as the rain punched it out of my hand. I mean, were you worried about that?
So there was very strong winds and heavy rain when we got to the top, and it was challenging on the way up as well, but you fully embraced the elements when you were going up. But on the way down, it is very important to gauge the weather, and that way then when you have a guide and you're navigating, it is, you know when to lay low and you know when to actually move on. And then when the clouds come down and things like that, it's very important as well to make sure that you don't travel the wrong route. But I think you did really well with the soggy sandwiches at the top as well.
Do you remember your dad was skipping down over those steps, that scree or whatever it's called, at one stage, and I was trying to follow him. And we were bouncing, you know, like
the Fred Astaire walk.
The Fred Astaire. That's why I said your dad looked like Fred Astaire, trying to kind of negotiate that. That was one of the most amazing sights I've seen. He was trying to overtake another party at that point. He's quite agile, isn't he?
Dad, he is fit as a fiddle.
Really is.
He is.
And what was one of the nice things about the trip up, because it was just the three of us, was it felt like, I've never done the Camino, but it felt like a kind of the Camino of Karen Tuchel, you know, where the conversation went all over the place in a really interesting way. And, you know, I felt we definitely got on very well. Well, I would say that anyway. But there was a good vibe and, you know, it was intriguing.
It was. It really ebbed and flowed. There was music, there was stories, there was
chocolate,
mythology. There was, do you know, when we're going up to the three tiers and then we had, like, we always call it the breakfast table where we stop and we have a little break. And then that's before we head up Brother O'Shea's Gully. But it was a very intriguing day. It was like everything just flowed nicely.
Yeah. And when you pushed me into the car and said, get out, and get out of Killarney, get out of Kerry, were you glad to see the back of me?
No, I'd love to
kick him
down. It's actually embrace
Carntoohle
on a sunny day.
I'd love that. Carl, you've climbed, obviously, Carntoohle a few times.
Yeah.
So what do you say to people who are listening in, apart from the fact that they should get in touch with our friends in mountain adventure walks and say, lads, help us up there, who say, I wish I could do that?
I think people can do anything that they set their mind to. I suppose what I do for a living, I help people achieve those dreams and goals for things. The key thing, obviously, is safety, but it's about setting a target, setting a goal. Look around you. Like, exercise doesn't have to be boring. It's not the same old stuff anymore. Like, we've got amazing mountain biking trails. I was surfing down in Inchidani on Thursday. There's all the hill walking trails. Like, everything, it's on your doorstep. Look around you.
Yeah.
And take from that, when we were sitting at home in January and February, locked in, dreaming of doing wonderful things, those wonderful things are there. So set that target. Work towards it. If you need help, go and get it. Again, ask around locally, depending on what that goal may be. And then safety is really important. So, like, you know, mountaineering.ie is a really good website if it's water safety, if you're, you know, cold water swimming or anything like that, watersafety.ie. Get the safety advice and then get the expertise. For, you know, mountains, getting a guide like, you know, you did then in Kerry, perfect.
Yeah.
Because it, and as I said, you know, it's not, it's you can hear it in the chatting to Madeline there, it's having the crack.
Yes.
You had the crack, you had an experience. It wasn't just the mountain, it was the chats, the conversation, the food, the stories. And I use the word romantic. It's a romantic mindfulness moment because you don't think about anything else.
You just look around you, you take it in,
and that's very powerful to experience.
There were times, Madeline, the only thing I was thinking about was staying alive, which just don't die,
Madeline. Were there any really scary moments? That's what we all really want to know here. It all sounds very very poetic. Fill us in on all the juicy gossip.
Well, there is always places where you have to scramble and be completely mindful, like, you know. The saying, it's like the body needs movement and the mind needs stillness, and nature gives that to you. So there's parts where you are focused on every step and every handhold on the way down and all the way up. Like coming down the Heavenly Gates, there's a section where you just turn into the wall and you come down safely. But like that, it's about just being mindful and being careful of the weather as well as every step you take.
Every step you take. That's a reading from the book of Sting there, Madeline. It's very nice to talk to you. Best to your dad.
Thank you very much, Ryan.
And we'll see you soon.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay,
thank you.
Madeline or Maddie Walsh joining us from Mountain Adventure Walks there, and herself and her dad were just the delightful hosts on the hill. Ryan and Carl, I'd love to be able to exercise, but recent health challenges meant that I can't, says Margaret. I loved walking and I've walked hundreds of miles and climbed mountains, but now 20 minutes is my limit. COVID has been a particular challenge as I'm unable to get on my feet and out of my head. Tricky one, that.
Tricky one. I would say, you know, it's relative. Look around you. So maybe chat with your GP first and foremost. Always start there. What can I do? And find an exercise. So, and we do of the Q&A on Instagram every week. We see people, you know, it's getting in touch like that. Find something you can do.
Yeah.
That could be some resistance training. So some body weight training. And as you get older, we need to do more of that. So even if sitting in a seat with two bottles of water or two dumbbells or two tins of beans, there's a whole series of, you know, exercises you can do there. Find something to do. Don't just sit, because that's what that texture says, for the mind.
Yes.
That's what we need to move for. It's that mental well-being, that emotional well-being. Movement will deliver that more than any drug known to mankind, and it's free. It's just about finding something you can do, and everyone has their own current tool. So find what yours is and find a way around it.
Sounds good. Noreen says, how did you train for the climb? I'm inspired to climb, but now... but how do I train? So maybe you can come in there.
A hill walking club is a great place to start. Okay. And they will welcome people of all levels of fitness, and they meet and everything's taken care of. You just turn up and you bring your sandwiches and your flask and your backpack and off you go. Starting with hills locally is, and a really hilly walking route is really good, and some lower body exercises, or so your squats, your lunges, things like that. Have a look at the Operation Transformation website. There's free exercise plans up on that.
And food plans.
That stays live all year round, and food plans. But the key thing there is, you know, get on Google, local hill walking club. Just put that in. They will welcome you. They love new people, and they take care of all of the scary stuff, which is where do we go, what do we do, what do we need.
Okay, that's a good thing.
And they will. It's a community, so you get to do it once a week or whatever, and it's fun.
Can you ask Carl how to lose my belly? I can look after my cardio by walking and running, but I can't get rid of my belly and waistband. I'm 43 years old, a woman with two kids, and I'm fit.
Brilliant question. Yeah. It's the most popular question we get, it's particularly over COVID, people sitting
and
at home.
And men have
more
bellies too that they're trying to get
rid
of.
Yeah, well, first of all, it's where your belly is, right? So I use belly button as that marker.
Yes.
Men tend to think it's lower and women tend to think it's higher, but the belly button, it's there. We know belly and health in terms of the circumference and your health are interlinked. High waistline, high risk. How do you get rid of it? It's multifactorial. That's not the politician's answer, but it is. So it's food, eating healthily, eating balanced. It's movement, so cardiovascular, and then resistance movement as well, especially as we get older. So mid-30s onwards, the body begins to change. We need to do some resistance training. That sounds scary. It's not. It's body weight resistance. So it's squats, lunges, press-ups, planks, things like that. Sleep. Crucial. If your sleep is off and you're not sleeping well, your body was more prone to storing fat. So your sleep health is really important, as is your emotional and your mental health, which is why over COVID people have put more weight on their stomach area. The gut-brain axis is, it's only really getting into the science of it now in terms of being discovered. So, but your mental health's important. So my point there is, it's there's lots of different factors to losing your tummy. It's not sit-ups. They won't do anything for it. We all have a six-pack. It's what covers it is the problem. So look at all those areas. Look at that multifactorial approach to your health, and then it takes time. Give it time.
Time, yeah, don't be in a rush. Yeah. I'm heading to Donegal, says Katrina, for a few days. Having done Karen Toohill, how does Errigal compare?
You know what? That's one I actually haven't done.
Oh, what?
No, I know. I've done the four tallest, and I've done lots of other ones too. But the photographs, it looks amazing.
What's the one you were telling me to do next?
Steve Donard. So the four tallest are Lugnaquilla, Steve Donard, Karen Toohill, and Will Rhee up in Mayo. Prior to COVID, we would have taken corporate groups on like 3-day challenges of doing all four over 3 days and all that kind of stuff.
But Donard is
Donard's
the one.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay, oh my God. And the history of it.
Lovely.
Mourne Wall, the view. It's like Lord of the Rings up there. It
Lovely.
Is absolutely spectacular.
I've written it down. I have Tipex in case I need to get rid of it, but I have written it down. I started walking in lockdown one, and now my young lads are golfing in Paris Court, and I'm out walking and enjoying the fresh air instead of dropping them off and heading home. I'm delighted to hear Carl. I love his Instagram. He's an inspiration.
Oh my God, the pressure.
The pressure.
You know, the thing around that is, right, move. And the more, so for that person, they're dropping their children off to do something. You can sit in the car with your coffee. You can sit in the car and look at Instagram all day long. You can sit in the car and read the paper. The best thing you can do is get out of the car and move. That's one foot in front of the other. And
the
move.
Best advice you can offer
and
anyone.
And it sounds so
move.
Simple.
No, it's true.
But actually, we're conditioned to sitting as much as we can now. And
Morris from on the mountain, Madeline's father, was saying he's a great thing, which is sage advice, which was, he said, to be honest with you, I'm one of those people who keeps moving and thinking. Like, I know, saying, yeah, I've got that, I get that. And he said, I just don't put the TV on before 6 o'clock in the day. And I thought, that's pretty smart. Just don't put it on. If you turn it and say, so what do I do instead? Chances are you will have to move.
Yeah, you'll have to move. I did the supermarket shopping yesterday. I'm fascinated. I look at stuff. I'm fascinated by people.
Yeah.
And as I was sitting in the car waiting to get out, you watch the cars and the cars go around the car park to get closest to the door of the supermarket.
Yeah.
And you're like, park further away and walk and lift the, you know, use your strength, lift the stuff. Yeah. Like,
that's exercise.
People are fascinating.
Yeah, yeah, that's for sure.
But the key thing from catching up with you today is movement.
Yeah.
Get out and move. We live in an amazing country. Our bodies can do amazing things. It's all about self-belief and having a go and not being afraid.
Well, thank you. You, as Elvis would have said once, you gave me a mountain and I had a go. Carl Henry, great to see you.
You too.
Thanks for coming in today. And Carl Henry, and somebody mentioned Carl's Instagram, that Carl Henry PT is the Instagram site that if you want to follow Carl and his adventures in any given day, head there straight away. But now it's 9 minutes to 10.